Like John James Audubon, Ken Kaufman has been consumed with birds since early childhood. Indeed, of all my contemporaries, Ken's 3 years younger than I, he may be the most entirely consummate birder. He dropped out of high school when he was 16 to hitchhike across America seeing birds and never lost that focused passion. In 1973, 2 years before I saw my first black-capped chickadee, Ken was already setting a new record for the most birds seen in a North American big year. His splendid book, Kingbird Highway, a brilliant recounting of that year, was wondrously inspiring for me. I was particularly drawn to Ken's fearlessness. I've never hitchhiked in my life, but I think it was partly Ken's adventures that inspired me to set out on my own birding adventures, including driving to and camping entirely alone in state and national forests, wildlife refuges, and parks. People say, well, you kept your car locked, right? But no. One of my fondest memories of my life was sleeping alone in my sleeping bag atop my L.L. Bean air mattress in the back of my Prius at the Water Canyon Campground near San Antonio, New Mexico, during my own big year when I was 61. Not only was my car not locked, I had the windows and hatchback wide open so I could listen to a flammulated owl calling all night long. When I was a kid, I never knew field guides existed, nor that regular people could own binoculars. I was already married with adult responsibilities when I started birding in 1975. Indeed, it was my husband who told his mom to give me binoculars and a field guide for Christmas. My big year was done on a way smaller scale than Ken's. Ken ended his big year with a total of 671. I barely broke 600, only if I counted some species, such as California condor and Aplomato falcon, that weren't countable by the 2013 ABA rules. My official total was 595. When I daydream, I love imagining the freedom of being a 16-year-old kid living my passion. Having been there, done that himself, Ken's dreams extend much further back in time to when so much of America was wilderness and the first white explorers were in a race to collect and catalog every bird on the continent. For better and for worse, John James Audubon's name is at the forefront of those early adventure stories. And Ken, a thorough and insightful historian as well as an uncommonly engaging writer, manages to evoke the excitement and competitiveness of the era and why it was so critical both to Audubon's ego and his family's financial survival that he be considered America's premier authority on birds. Ken is clear about the ethical lapses, exaggerations, and even outright lying Audubon engaged in to establish and defend his artistic and scientific reputation, and also about the editing and outright erasing of much of Audubon's written work, including his journals, by his granddaughter Maria to burnish his legacy, making him appear less bloodthirsty and more aware of and concerned about disappearing species, such as the great auk, passenger pigeon, and Carolina parakeet, already on the road to extinction. Ken Kaufman is a wonderful artist in his own right. His work has been featured in several of his own books, as well as the prestigious juried Birds in Art exhibition at the Lee Yawkey Woodson Art Museum. To get into the skin of Audubon without shooting any birds, Ken tried his hand at painting birds in Audubon's style. Like Audubon, he did a lot of field sketching, but he found that, like Audubon, those sketches were not enough to show the intricate details of even the simplest plumaged birds, even as Ken was using high-quality optics, something Audubon never had access to. I loved seeing what Ken did in Audubon's style with common birds that Audubon never knew existed, such as Western grebe, Baird sandpiper, Caspian tern, Philadelphia vireo, Swainson's thrush, and Kirtland's warbler. I like to fall asleep reading on my Kindle. My review copy of Ken's book was not electronic, but that was just as well. I'd have had a sleepless night because the book was so engrossing, fascinating, and timely with my favorite subject, the natural history of birds, seamlessly woven throughout. The birds that Audubon missed is a clear-eyed and surprisingly exciting portrait of a time and place that have long ago disappeared. I cannot recommend it highly enough. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.